Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Our outlook, the way that we perceive things, is really like a filter that we live through and make our decisions through. And so, you know, therefore, that's why it's a common theme in psychology, in self-help books, in a whole variety of areas of life where people try to get the most out of life. I must admit, I try really, really hard to maintain a positive, you know, mental attitude in everything that I do. But, you know, like everyone else, I'm human, and sometimes it just gets the better of me. Sometimes I can have my periods of being a bit down, a bit flat, a bit less optimistic, a bit negative. Because I'm human, because I'm just like you, I have to do something about that. And I've got some tips later on for how you might be able to spot that in yourself and what you might be able to do about that. As a general rule, all of us sit somewhere on a continuum, a varying continuum, between optimism and pessimism. Some people are more naturally optimistic and positive, some people maybe less so, a little bit more reserved, a little bit more pessimistic, a little bit more skeptical of things. But this is also a highly fluctuating state where certain life events, certain types and patterns of thinking will influence where we sit on that continuum. And also, the silver lining is we can change where we are on that continuum with our own efforts and energy. We can take ourselves from one place to another. So the first step this week is actually developing the habit of having an awareness of where we are currently on that continuum. A little bit of practice stepping outside of your own thoughts and thinking and trying to see where they might place you on that continuum. Is it closer to the positive end? Is it closer to the negative end? Is it somewhere in the middle? And the next step might be then to explore some different alternatives, some different ways of thinking about that particular situation that might be a little bit more towards the positive end of the spectrum. So that's the first little thing that you can do, is take charge of that yourself. My second tip is, if you see, whenever you're doing that, if you notice a persistent pattern of less positive thinking, of pessimism, then that may be time to have a look at and explore the conditions that might be generating that thinking. What is it that lies beneath this negativity, this pessimism? And some of the common causes are things like a mismatch between a desire or an expectation and reality. We think things are going to go one way, and that's just not what reality has in store for us. Any situations or parts of our life where we're not in control, where we're feeling powerless, any type of jealousy or envy, or even just burnout. Sometimes we get burnout out of relationships, in our jobs, and that can lead to negativity. And all of these can kind of contribute to a victim mentality of feeling like we're not in charge of our own life and feeling a little bit out of control, and therefore, you know, more likely to be negative. Some of the signs then of negativity are that pessimism, but also sarcasm, a lack of empathy, a lack of energy, you know, sentences or thoughts that start with "I can't dot dot dot, I can't because," and then the practice of externalizing our control, so even blaming external factors for reasons why we can't do things. All of that undermines that sense of positivity and ultimately takes us further from happiness. So, I mean, I guess it's also important to remember that in some situations, all you can actually do is change your outlook and your perspective. So, become a glass half full this week with Mind Games.